But in general, tasks for fluid intelligence tend to show greater activity in the prefrontal cortex and associated regions, and crystallized intelligence tasks suggest a role of the wider cortex, often the parietal lobe regions, such as the supramarginal gyrus and Broca's area. The former is often thought of as being necessary for storage and processing of information concerning emotion and some sensory data, while the latter is a key part of our language processing system. Both are interconnected and suggest functions requiring access to long-term memory data. While it's still not clear-cut, there's mounting evidence to support this fluid, crystallized distinction of general intelligence. Miles Kingston captures the theory brilliantly. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. It requires crystallized intelligence to know how a tomato is classed, and fluid intelligence to apply this information when making a fruit salad.